People expect that from Big Fatty, though.
Exactly. He's always a train wreck.
But he's such a sweetheart, though.
He's a lovable train wreck.
Yes, and he missed you so much at Pride 48. He may have been drunk when he told all this to me, but he probably was.
May have been drunk.
Considering the touchy-feely that was happening at the time, he probably was. But, he said it with all sincerity.
Many Tanqueray and tonics with two limes did he have before then?
I do not know. He was actually, we walked in while he was doing his show talking to a porn star.
Oh, I remember that when he said hello to you. Yes, I remember that.
Well, I was already there for a bit, and then he saw me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He may have been drunk when he told all this to me.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1547 of the BFO 42. I say Tuesday, the 31st of December, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all, we're gonna head to Times Square and open some grandma cards. Yes, Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B for the final time in 2013 with the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. Droppers, Big Fatty, that's Mocha. Hi, everyone. I hope your New Year's Eve is going well. Poodle, where's the squeaky kitty?
Big Fatty, I gave the squeaky kitty the night off. He wanted to go out and get all fucked up. So I got me a party horn instead. Do you like it?
Yes. It's just lovely, Poodle. And y'all, happy New Year's Eve to everyone. I hope the year has been, as you look back, that it's been pretty good for you. And y'all, first of all, let me tell you a little something about the Bulgarian national anthem. It was Thanksgiving when I was over in Hatlanta, y'all. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which the Bulgaria is from that movie. And y'all, I hadn't seen it in decades. Just hadn't seen it in decades. And y'all, I watched the whole thing. The Bulgarian national anthem is not in the TV version, so it may be in the director's cut. Fatty, that's vulgar. But it was not in the one that was on the TV machine. So anyway. But y'all, as we do here every New Year's Eve, y'all, we're going to take a little step back in time to when Big Fatty was growing up. And y'all, it used to be on New Year's Eve, you'd turn on the TV machine. And they'd go to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel with Guy Lombardo and the Royal Canadians, and then they'd switch over to Times Square with Ben Grauer, and y'all, they would watch the ball come down.
Big Fatty, you see the ball come down every night.
Well, it's true, but... Anyway, y'all, we're going to do that at the end of the show. But before we get to that, we've got some business to take care of. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all, Tuesday, the 31st, the very last day of the year. Shalom alaikum. Patty. It is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of someone we all know and love, and y'all, I can guarantee you that his mom and daddy were in love with him that he came on the 31st, because y'all, he was a tax deduction for that year. I think I say that every year, but y'all, I mean, given the choice of coming on the 31st of December or the 1st of January, the parents always want that December 31st tax deduction. Yes, Big Freddy! But y'all, it is the host, the star, the producer, the man behind the curtain, y'all. It is the one and only over there at the cocktails and kerfuffles. Y'all, over there, it is that Joey Bukkake, and he and the crew from the cocktails and curmudgeons are going to be doing creaming in the new year. Big Freddy, that is vulgar. By the way, y'all, when I was out at the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night, there was a big sticky spot on the floor there, and I kept telling people that it was Big Fatty had a little premature ejaculate. Big Freddy, please, that's vulgar. But anyway, Joey, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, today, I believe, and I'm 95% sure I've got this right, but I know there are a couple of anniversariums on New Year's Eve also. The Danbury's up there in the Connecticut, they are celebrating their anniversarium, if I remember correctly. And y'all up there in the Boston, no, in the New Hampshire, it is the Gay Cowboy and the Boss Boy. And Big Freddy, I hope that they all celebrate with a great big sparkler on top of their cake. I guess, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, several of you spotted Big Fatty over Crema, and y'all, I hope you're going to be out on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, you know, maybe at that Tournament of Roses parade and spotting Big Fatty on it. But y'all, last time we were over here, that Musing Mark spotted Big Fatty from that 70s sitcom, and y'all, that Peter G, oh, dear God. Y'all, the fat one lights up Crema Eve, and y'all, it is Big Fatty wrapped with his big old stomach wrapped in lights and a garland around his neck. Y'all, it's purely horrifying. Y'all, then a Skeeta over there at the Pod Cubs spotted Big Fatty. The fat one has his own brand of beer, and y'all, it is Ruination Beer. Big Fatty, that's a good one. And y'all, then finally, and there are a couple of more, but the final one we'll get to today is Big Fatty spotted by that Musing Mark again. Big Fatty terrorizing one-third of the world's terrorizing one-third world child at a time. Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hola, Pulo.
Hi.
Probably too late for the voice letter appeal, but in any case, I have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are next Big Fatty question today comes to us from out there in San Francisco. So nice to name it twice. Y'all, it's from Calvin. Sounds like he's already started his New Year's Eve celebration out there from the How to Do Pancakes, Calvin.
So, given that this is the holiday season, many people are making a ham. And I know you said before that you make the regular sort of pre-cooked ham in the crock pot. What do you do with a country ham that is not spelled T-U-N-T? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Calvin from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And first of all, Calvin, thank you so much for the call. I'd love to know what your adult beverage of choice is for New Year's Eve. But anyway, if you and JR are out and about down there in the Castro, see if you can spot Big Fatty and send a picture. Yes, Big Fatty, that'd be lovely. But anyway, Calvin, a couple of things. I don't cook the ham in the cracker pot. I do the turkey bazooms in there. But the ham, I just prefer to go over to the Honey Baked Ham store. Y'all, it's terribly overpriced, but y'all, it is just delicious. It is just delicious. And you know, Big Fatty has received a Honey Baked Ham through the mail before. But it's a lovely way to ring in the new year with a big old ham. Big Fatty, you ring in the new year with a ham or a turkey or just a bottle of Tanqueray? Yes!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brother Snatus.
And Moose. Merry Crima.
And a very happy new year to everyone. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, is as you know from the Satosphere, that's Bromoose. That is Bromoose. And y'all, thank you so much for the call. I know it's a little late, but, you know, Big Fatty, you got things to do and people to see and places to go. Yes, Big Fatty, please stop talking and play another voice letter.
Yeah, Smaller Man, just wanted to wish a Merry Christmas.
Oh. Well, Molar Man, yo, first of all, Molar Man, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear y'all. Molar Man came to the first Pride 48 out there in Vegas, and y'all, it's good to hear your voice, and a Merry Crema to you, and a Happy New Year also to you, Molar Man. It's lovely to hear ya.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
This is Broadway, the Great White Way, part of the world's most exciting city, New York. And it's time once again for New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo. And now from the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel on fashionable Park Avenue, where New York's glamorous high society celebrates New Year's Eve in the Grand Ballroom, it's the sweetest music this side of heaven. With all the Royal Canadians and Mr. New Year's Eve himself, ladies and gentlemen, Guy Lombardo.
Now we go to Times Square and Ben Drower to see the excitement over there. Take it away, Ben.
Take it away? Oh, I hope I can talk. I just saw the sign up there that said 15 degrees. This is the coldest New Year's Eve I've ever covered in almost 40 years. But these kids don't know anything about that. I didn't think that'd last this long. Last, by the crowds increase now. It stretches way up to 48th Street and down there to 43rd Street. There must be 50 to 75,000 of them. They're waiting to see that ball slide down from that tower up there at the what used to be the Times Building, now called Number One Times Square. And when that ball starts its move in 2 minutes from now, they'll know they've got less than 60 seconds to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. They don't care about what happened to the old. Like all of us, we want to wonder what's going to be in this new year, the year in which we have a new president and a new administration, a year of expectancy and curiosity and hope, but a year that's another adventure in the march of mankind. And these youngsters here are ready to greet it with another one of those inexplicable shouts of joy as the magic moments arrive. You think this crowd is making noise now? Wait till you hear what happens in exactly a minute and a half from now. It's approximately 11:58, that sweep of the sun or the sweep of the meridian of time is coming our way, and it's inexorably going to hit here in about a minute and a half, and then you are going to hear this group of people from all over the world, and mostly from the New York area. There's a little sign that says Sovan, Pennsylvania, population 102, Happy New Year. And over there is one from Texas, says hello. And here's one from Niagara Falls. I don't know, they come from all over. I don't know why they do it, but they've done it year after year, and they're getting ready to make that shout. That means when the ball starts moving, that ball I'm talking about is that golden ball, 6 feet in diameter, on a flagpole 100 feet high at the top of the Times building. It's got 180 light bulbs in it. It's going to start moving. I think it has started. Yes, it's starting to move. Listen to the crowd. Listen to that sense of expectancy. The decibels are jumping up to the top as the ball starts moving down. Slowly, its time is just so that when it hits the bottom, it'll be the new year. And that's what the moment that everyone that's gathered here is waiting for. Slowly, it's starting to move.
Now, y'all, seriously, this is what Big Fatty grew up, and y'all, they were so drunk at the Waldorf Astoria, and y'all, you can probably find videos on the YouTubes, and y'all, they were so, so drunk. But y'all, it wasn't New Year's Eve without Guy Lombardo, and it was all black and white, and y'all... Nowadays, Big Fatty is just like, and you know, I'm okay, let's go out and eat. But y'all, just be careful out there. As I was telling folks at the Dudley Do Rights this past weekend, I said, I will not be out on Tuesday night, because as far as I'm concerned, New Year's Eve is for amateurs. And y'all, they get out there, and the police are out there in full force, as they should be. But, y'all, if you're going out on New Year's Eve, please be safe and celebrate the good parts of last year and put the bad parts behind you, and look forward to what 2014 has for you. And so I guess that's about it. Y'all, put on your party hat, and Big Fatty, do they all have a little squeaky horn, too? I hope they do. I love mine. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I just want to finish out today by saying how much I appreciate everyone who has participated in the little show all year long, whether it be with an e-letter or a voice letter or a posting over at the BFO or something at Spotting Big Fatty, or just, you know, just lurking. And it's okay just to be a lurker, too. But I really appreciate it, and know that you really make Big Fatty a happy person. And anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Termly Single Tim and Mary and J.C. Marple. And Mary, any last comments tonight?
He may have been drunk when he told all this to me.
Oh, Big Fatty overserved? Never, never!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.